KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of sports here on KJAN. Starting off with high school softball and baseball from last night. In softball play, it was Kemper Catholic getting runs in the bottom of the seventh to beat Atlantic 4-3, the final score there. And Atlantic head coach Terry Hensman talked about that being a tough loss for his team last night.
It's a tough loss for us, really. I mean, we're trying to fight to stay at the top of the conference, and to fall in such a tough way in the bottom of the seventh inning is going to be tough on the girls. One of the things, though, is the character of a good team is to bounce back, and we're going to have plenty of time to do that with the games that we've got now piling up because of the rainouts. But
Coach Hensman has been proud of the way his team has been disciplined at the plate all season long, but said they didn't do enough of that last night.
The only real discipline we had at the plate was in the sixth inning when Bailey got a single and Brooke got a single. Both of them stayed back on it, and Alexis Handley had a three-run homer to the almost dead center field. So those girls were staying back on it, and we put runners on base and got them across the plate. But other than that, we had runners in scoring position in the third, fourth, and fifth, but couldn't get them across the plate. And we kind of wasted a pretty good pitching outing by Allie Anderson. So. It is what it is. It's a loss, and that's going to make things a little bit more difficult at the top of the conference, but we're looking forward to bouncing back tomorrow.
In other scores, it was AHSTW beating Tri-Center 21-8, Booyer Valley 5-1 over Exira EHK. Council Bus Abraham Lincoln beat Thomas Jefferson in two games, 10-5 and 12-8. Creston was a 12-1 winner over Shenandoah. Glenwood beat Clarinda 12-0. IKM Manning over Trainer 12-2. Lennox beat East Union 18-9. Maple Valley Anthon Odo 8-7 over Woodbury Central. Missouri Valley beat Riverside 5-0. Mount Air was a two-time winner over Southwest Valley 11-0 and 12-0. Seymour beat Orient Maxburg 11-2. Sydney was a 17-9 winner over East Mills. And Underwood beat Griswold 14-5. In high school baseball play last night, it was Kemper Catholic topping Atlantic 6-1, the final there. Council Bus Abraham Lincoln beat Council Bus Thomas Jefferson in the first game of a doubleheader 8-1. TJ turned the tide in the second game, though, and won 7-3. In the Creston-Shenandoah matchup, it was Creston winning 14-4. Earlham beat Panorama 9-5. East Mills was a 14-2 winner over Sydney. Glenwood beat Clarinda 14-2. It was Lennox 16-2 over East Union. Lewis Central beat Harlan 5-2. Maple Valley over Woodbury Central 11-5. St. Albert beat Denison Schleswig 9-2. Trainer over IKM Manning 10-1. Tri-Center topped AHSTW 10-7. Underwood was a 2-0 winner over Griswold. And Van Meter beat Guthrie Center 14-1. Moving on to Major League Baseball last night, game we had for you here on the radio. Matt Carpenter and Matt Holliday homered to back up Adam Wainwright, and the St. Louis Cardinals beat the Chicago Cubs 4-3 on Tuesday night. The Cardinals won their second straight game after going 0-5 in their first winless homestand of at least two series since 1983. Carpenter and Holliday connected against Jason Hamill in a three-run third inning that made it 4-1. Wainwright pitched into the seventh and improved to 10-1 in 21 games, 16 starts at Wrigley Field. The Cardinals put themselves in position to sweep their first trip to Chicago since last year's NL Division Series, though it won't be easy with the Major League leading Cubs sending reigning NL Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta to the mound today. And that will be a daytime contest. We'll have that for you 12:25, the pregame here today with first pitch on the way at 1:20 this afternoon. Other scores for you from National League play. It was San Francisco over Pittsburgh 15-4. Atlanta beat Miami 3-2 in 10 innings, and the Dodgers beat Washington 3-2. Also yesterday in interleague play, it was Colorado 8-4 over the Yankees. San Diego beat Baltimore 10-7. Arizona beat Toronto 4-2. Cincinnati 8-2 over Texas. Minnesota 14-10 over Philadelphia. And Oakland beat Milwaukee yesterday as well. And also in interleague action, it was Bartolo Colon's early injury, putting the Mets in a major bind, but they won a battle of bullpens against the best relief corps in baseball in defeating the Kansas City Royals 2-1 last night in a World Series rematch. Yoenis Cespedes hit his 18th home run, and Asdrubal Cabrera also connected for New York, which had lost three straight and 6 of 8 prior to that win last night. Also in American League scores, it was White Sox beating Boston 3-1, Detroit 4-2 over Seattle, Cleveland beat Tampa Bay 6-0, and Houston was a 3-2 winner over the LA Angels. In Pacific Coast League baseball yesterday was New Orleans beating Omaha 6-5. Nashville at Iowa was postponed due to the weather. And today's games will see New Orleans at Omaha and Nashville at Iowa. Those games are set for start times in 1 o'clock hour here this afternoon. At the College World Series yesterday, Eric Gutierrez hit a two-run homer. Texas Tech picked up a huge insurance run by the way of two errors on the same play in the ninth, and the Red Raiders eliminated Florida 3-2 at the College World Series on Tuesday. It was a stunning early exit for the number one national seed, which made things interesting in the bottom of the ninth after Pete Alonso's two-run homer made it a one-run game. The game ended when Jonathan India tried to stretch a single into a double and was thrown out by left fielder Tyler Nesloney. The fifth-seeded Red Raiders will play Thursday night against the loser of the Tuesday night game between TCU and Coastal Carolina. The Gators went 0-2 at the CWS, and Davis Martin and Hayden Howard combined to hold Florida to six hits. Florida starter Alex Fado cruised until the fourth inning when Gutierrez went deep. And in that evening game yesterday, it was TCU freshman star Lucan Baker continuing his hot hitting, going 3-for-3 with a home run. And the Horned Frogs took control of their College World Series bracket with a 6-1 victory over Coastal Carolina. The Frogs have won their first two CWS games for the first time in four appearances and moved to Friday's Bracket 2 final. They'll play the winner of a Thursday elimination game between Coastal Carolina and Texas Tech. A win in that game would put them in the best-of-three finals for the first time. The Chanticleers, who beat number one national seed Florida 2-1 in their first ever CWS game on Sunday, pushed across to run in the sixth inning but otherwise didn't do much against Brian Howard and Ryan Burnett. Baker, who hit the winning three-run homer against Texas Tech Sunday, went deep to right in the second inning and singled in his other two at-bats. The U.S. national soccer team got schooled by top-ranked Argentina 4-0 in the semifinals of the Copa America tournament. Superstar Lionel Messi scored a goal and two assists. He became Argentina's all-time leading scorer in international play with his goal in the 32nd minute. And also, another high-profile sports star is pulled out of the Rio Olympics. Roy McIlroy says he will not be competing in the golf tournament in Rio de Janeiro because of concerns over the Zika virus. In a statement released by his management company today, the four-time major winner says, "I've come to realize that my health and my family's health comes before anything else." He says Zika presents an unacceptable risk. And Ben Simmons has worked out for the Philadelphia 76ers, who could make him the number one pick in the NBA draft. The LSU freshman went through drills yesterday, 2 days before the draft in New York. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.